that'll give you an idea of kind of what we're looking at here.
Did you get a chance, Jim, to talk to Garrett about the flights we were missing in the camp?
I've got all of his 2010 information, and he's working on the 2011. I've also Mark's provided some information, and Northrop Grumman sent me their information. They actually had three operations here last year, so that's not a big number.
I think we had about 80.
Yeah.
How can you have three?
You got a landing and a takeoff.
Well, somebody come three, and stay? Three landings, so six operations.
Oh, okay. Your landings are both.
One drove here and then took off.
Yeah, your takeoffs and landings in your logbook should always equal. You know what I mean? That's a critical.
Really?
Supposed to.
I'm missing one.
On the highway, on the runway extension of the 500 feet, how far along are we along that rock? Are you going to begin to report on that?
Well, part of airport update here, as soon as we get that far.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Anything else on NASCAR? Because, I mean, I think this is an important thing to this committee, to try to generate some sort of interest.
Can I ask you, Jim, could you call that, Jim, and ask some of these questions and see if...
Mm-hmm. Sure. Is there any other kind of aircraft or knowledge, Jim, that we haven't talked about that maybe would help us understand?
For NASCAR?
Well, not so much for NASCAR, but just general operations of what would drive up that number. I mean, the Grumman, I'm surprised it was only six.
I need the Pfizer girl to keep coming in and out of here more. I'd drop the helicopter and come in the Gulfstream. That would help.
I'm not on first name basis.
You're talking about airplanes of that size, people have to have a reason to come here, and the facilities have to meet their requirements. Nobody's going to come here out of the goodness of their heart to help our numbers. You know, it's got to meet, what it is they're looking for. And cost is one of the biggest things. I talked to the chief pilot at DuPont. I said, how do you guys pick where you go? I mean, if you were coming to, someplace halfway between Salisbury and Georgetown, what's your airport would you go to? Well, I go along with the longest runway, the cheapest fuel, the best instrument approach minimums. They do kind of a risk assessment of both operations. And he said, basically what it comes down to is cost. Where can they go the cheapest? And be safe.
How about
no? You have his number? I got his number.
I don't have his number.
All right, I'll take care of it. Thank you.
I mean, people have to have a reason to fly their big jet to Georgetown, and that's we need to also be generating those reasons. If there isn't the businesses here to support that, then they're not going to come. We had an airplane out there today from Growmark, the fertilizer people. Obviously here doing some kind of agriculture type thing. We've had a big jet from a company called Bright Coop Company out of Texas. It was here a few weeks ago. Dealing with Allen's, they do these chicken coop systems. They're here for a reason. People come in. For the court things downtown, we had the eBay and the Disney trial, and we even had jets, for the murder trial that they just had. Not necessarily the big enough jets, but they came here because they needed to be in Georgetown. They needed to be in Laurel. They needed to be in Seaford.
What about so Chamber?
And we have the facilities. My friend is an officer at Allen's. He said, when something breaks down, we tell our supplier, you need to be here today. And I don't care how you get here, and we're not going to wait for, we got to take an airplane to BWI and then drive. When they had that boiler explosion over in Maryland last year, that they said, you need to be here right now. They chartered a plane and they landed in Cambridge because that was the closest airport to where they needed to be. And that's